Mark Tugben. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we ran out of time last time, and this is, we just get started and our time's up. And so I'm sorry to have to cut you off sometimes so abruptly, but that seems to be what's necessary. And I'm just thankful for the time we do have to share the Word of God together. Now, we're in John chapter 16, and last time we were talking about how that the Lord Jesus was going to die, be buried, come forth from the grave, and how that they would weep and mourn at his death because they just couldn't comprehend and grasp and fully understand why. But when he arose from the grave, they had joy, great joy. And he used the illustration in verse 21, a woman, when she's in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world, the joy of holding that little one. And ye now therefore have sorrow, because Jesus had told them he was going away. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. The joy that they would know in knowing that Jesus was indeed God manifest in the flesh, because he would arise victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And oh, the joy that would flood their soul and spirit when they recognized and realized who Jesus really is. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And here he's talking to them about prayer. Hitherto, verse 24, have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And again I mention to you that fullness of joy comes from answered prayer. How wonderful it is to see the Lord hear and grant our request. So many times in our own life we've seen times when our finances were low and we didn't know how we were going to pay our bills, and we'd talk to the Lord about it, and he'd burden someone's heart to send us a special offering, and the funds would come in that were needed with which to cover the bill, and our joy was full. It was just, oh, so thankful for the Lord hearing and granting our petitions. And verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. Now, again, remember our study is basically concerning the Trinity. And here we continue to see the Father and the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus mentioned. The triune Godhead is seen throughout this passage of Scripture that we're studying and going through. And the Lord said, I've spoken to you in Proverbs now, but I'll in the future speak to you plainly, because right now you're not able to comprehend and understand what I'm saying, but there's coming a day when you will grow and mature in your understanding of me, and I will send the Holy Spirit to you, and he will lead you into all truth. So, verse 26, at that day ye shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. Now, beloved, how wonderful is the love of our Heavenly Father. Oh, I've just got to take a quick look at 1 John right here. 1 John chapter 4. And here the Lord Jesus, speaking through John, says, Beloved, let us love one another, For love is of God. This is verse 7, 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. You see, beloved, when we know the Lord, the Holy Spirit implants the love of God within our spirit and enables us to love in ways we've never loved before. Because God is love. Oh, beloved, there's so many religions that have no love whatsoever because they know not God. They do not know the Lord. They have strict rules and regulations, and it's a hard thing to try to do this and try to do that, and there's no love. They don't understand the love of God because they know not God. God is love, beloved, and the Holy Spirit infuses us with the love of God when He moves into our spirit and enables us to love one another. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 8. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. This was the manifestation of God's love. He showed His love by sending Jesus to come, to take our sin upon Himself, to die in our place, and to pay the penalty for sin, that we through faith in Jesus Christ might be born into the family of God, might be cleansed from our sin, might be delivered from its control and dominion, might be made free and pure and clean and holy within our spirit. Verse 10, here is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That is, He sent Jesus to be the sacrifice, the one who would pay the penalty for our sin, the one who would die in our place, for the wages of sin is death. That's the penalty for sin. And Jesus died for you. He died for me under the wrath and judgment of Almighty God. He became our substitute. And this was a manifestation of God's love for us, that we could be forgiven and cleansed and made pure and clean and holy through the sacrificial death of the Lord Jesus Christ, our believing in Him, our accepting Him as Savior, our understanding that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. We're told here in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, beloved, how wonderful to be cleansed from unrighteousness. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. There it is, beloved. The blood of Jesus that He shed on Calvary cleanses us from sin. It blots out our sin. It makes us pure and clean and holy and righteous in the sight of God. This is a wonderful spiritual transaction that takes place when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So He says in verse 10 of 1 John 4, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You see, beloved, that's what Jesus said, the Father loves you because you love Me. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth with us, or in us, and His love is perfected in us. How does God dwell in us? Through the Holy Spirit of God. As we've already read in John chapter 3 and verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 tells us, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Paul writing to believers, your body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. He comes to live within us. When He cleanses us from sin, He applies the blood of Christ. He makes us pure and clean and holy. And, oh, beloved, it's a wonderful mystery how that Christ moves into our spirit through the Lord Jesus. That is, He moves in through the Holy Spirit. That's why Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, Jesus is called, or the Holy Spirit is called, the Spirit of Christ. He's called the Spirit of Christ. He's also, in Romans 8:9, called the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God the Father, and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, beloved, God is one. And when we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, we're indwelt by the Father, and we're indwelt by the Lord Jesus. Oh, the glorious mysteries and the glorious truths that are involved in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, the new birth blessings that are ours through the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so, love, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. You see, He's explaining what He's saying. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. It's through our faith in Jesus Christ, our accepting him as Savior, that we can honestly say that Jesus Christ lives in us through the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, and that we are a child of God, that we've received Him as our Savior, because the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, we're told in Romans 8, that we are children of God. That's how we know that we're a child of God, if the Holy Spirit of God is bearing witness with our spirit. If there's any doubt, beloved, you need to check out your salvation. Till next time, goodbye.